We'll skip the next bill and have Representative Derby do House Bill 1296 to accommodate him in case we run long on the last bill today. Representative Derby, you can do it right there if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Representative Mike Derby. I'm here on behalf of House Bill 1296, an act to appropriate money to the West River Foundation to assist the city of Box Elder. This time I'd like to hand out an article that was presented in the most recent Air Force Times.
I need a couple more.
The article is entitled More Closings, Realignments and Base Closures Seen as Inevitable. Even though President Bush may be boosting the defense budget, that probably won't stave off another round of base closures. Since the first round of foreclosures began in 1988, 387 military facilities, 97 of the major bases have been closed or realigned. Even with so many closures, Pentagon officials estimate they still have 23% more capacity than they need at the 259 remaining bases. And in a nutshell, that's basically why this bill is here today. We're putting together a plan and trying to move forward to keep Ellsworth as a viable base within the Air Force structure. We've done a lot of work over the last year. Some of you, if you were on Transportation Committee last year, remember working on this last year. There was a bill introduced last year and this year. And since last year, I want to hand out what we've done with the Ellsworth Task Force. And I should preface my remarks by stating that I'm also chairman of the Ellsworth Task Force for the Chamber of Commerce of Rapid City. Since last year, we made a commitment to the businesses in the city of Box Elder to try and work with them and put together a plan. And starting with May 17th, you can see we've had a number of meetings throughout the year. And in the back of the packet I presented is a chronology of events in regards to the I-90 and Exit 67 interchange. The bill, as it's currently written, would appropriate $1.8 million for infrastructure to provide water and sewer to Exit 67, the new exit that's being built by the Department of Transportation. And at this time, I believe Representative Adelstein has an amendment to the bill, and then we'd like to open it up for discussion.
Move the adoption. Is there a second? Second, let's talk about it and see what it does here.
Mr. Chairman, on page 1, line 4, we inserted Water Environment Fund instead of General Fund. And on line 8, since we're concentrating primarily on the closure of Exit 66, we deleted Pennington County Road 223. And then on page 1, line 10, since the Water and Environment Fund is handled by the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, we deleted Economic Development Office and inserted DENR.
So you're taking it, instead of taking general funds, you're taking money from DENR someplace. That's grounding around for Main 8.
At this point in time, Mr. Chairman, we do have representatives from Box Elder that did drive in to talk to this amendment and bill, and I would ask Mayor Maher to come forward at this time.
Yes.
I'm William Maher, Mayor of the City of Box Elder, and Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Good morning. We support Mr. Representative Derby's bill. We haven't the funds in our coffers to do what's needed at the new interchange without some kind of funding. We just won't have the sewer and water in that area that needs to go under the road before the construction of the road. It makes no sense to build a new road and then tear up a lot of dollars worth of pavement. This needs to be planned correctly, and I think this is a very good vehicle. I urge you to support the bill. Thank you.
Questions? Representative Cloud.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The sewer and water is going in there. Is that going to benefit Box Elder, or are we just doing it to benefit developers, or?
It will be both. Without developers, you won't have new businesses. And if any business, new businesses are going to come there, they're going to need sewer and water.
But
is it out in the middle of a cow pasture?
Do you anticipate businesses coming in there, or are we just putting water and sewer in and hope businesses will come in?
That's hard to answer. It took 10 years to build the other exit up. It doesn't happen overnight.
Typically, Representative Cloud, if you don't have water and sewer, you're not going to have development. Further questions? Hearing none, thank you. Other proponents for House Bill 1016? 1296, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Mark Hollenbeck. I represent the Save Exit 66 Committee, which is Box Elder businesses in the city. And Save Exit 66 is a little late, so now we're trying to build Exit 67. The main reason we're bringing this bill is because of the time frame. We've been working with all the different state agencies and some federals on funding mechanisms to do this. Box Elder has a $6 million infrastructure plan, and the one part that needs to be taken care of is the part where DOT is going to build the new road. There's no provisions for sewer and water in that new road. That's the part that needs to be taken care of immediately. The bid letting is this summer. A lot of these funding sources won't be in or move too slow to get them in another way. And so that's why we're coming for a special appropriation. And the rest of the funding package, they are able to go through the normal channels of getting on the state water plan, going to whatever channels they need to. But on this particular one, where DOT has a scheduled bid letting, money needs to be made available quicker than that. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What gets cut in water and natural resources to get this money?
That'd be a good question, Representative Derby. Do you?
The environment, the Water and Environment Fund is an existing fund, and there is a process to tap into that fund, and there's a process and an application process, and there are communities that are lined up, and there's a selection process. So if this is approved, then that money will come out of the fund, and there probably may have to be a realignment as far as other projects, but there is the fund is available there.
In other words, you really don't know, you know, what funds or what project might get shoved back or something.
They're working on a two-year cycle, is my understanding. So it's a continuing process. There is a process in that fund for emergencies, and what we're doing is trying to get to the top of the list here, because this, we feel, and the City of Box Elder feels, it's something that needs to be done now.
Have you had anybody here from Water and Natural Resources to testify on this, or?
No, I'm sure we'll hear from them.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there other questions? Representative Lang.
Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. Since this is an emergency to save Ellsworth Air Force Base, basically, is there any federal participation in this effort?
Thank you, Representative Lang. There is some federal participation in the roads, and I'm not sure what happened that we didn't get some utility money in that. But, yeah, the federals have put money in for the road, but they did not include utilities when they funded the road. And, if you build a road without the utilities, come back with the utilities, you're probably going to spend twice as much to put the utilities in as if you would have built them together. And that's what we're trying to, get caught up in the time frame. And admittedly, we're behind, but I guess one way or another, taxpayers' money will probably be used to put in that sewer, and we can probably use half as much now as we would later.
Representative Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe I'll put this to Representative Derby. Is there going to be more money needed down the road for this project movement, or is this going to be kind of the final?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
This is, yes, the answer is yes. These monies are the start of it. We've also identified an infrastructure need for Exit 61, which is on the west side of Box Elder. And we're looking at infrastructure plans there. We're working up a plan. Last week, I had the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson, who's now in appropriations, and his subcommittees are his budget, infrastructure, military construction. There's an opportunity with earmarking some federal dollars on the Community Development Block Grant Program. As Mr. Hollenbeck mentioned, we're looking at a total of about $6 million at this point.
If I can follow up, is this going to be money that's going to have to be coming from us in the general fund, or is this money that's going to be coming through the federal?
Mr. Chairman. Go ahead.
We're looking at a variety of funds. This bill originally had general funds, and I felt that that's, at this point in time, that's probably not the appropriate place to get those monies. So that's why we went to the Water and Environment Fund. We're looking at Box Elder is applying for a Community Development Block Grant. The Water DNR has other funds and grants and loan programs that we're going to try and tap into on a as soon as we get our applications together.
Thank you.
Further questions? Hearing none. Further proponents for House Bill 1296. Further proponents. Are there any opponents for House Bill 1296?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Leon Schockenmeyer. I'm the Director of Planning and Engineering for the Department of Transportation. I'd like to present some information to you this morning in opposition to this bill, and I'd like to just read a brief bit of testimony here. The legislature and executive branches of government in South Dakota recognized more than 20 years ago that state government was not providing the most efficient use of our tax dollars by reacting to an annual list of bills to provide funding for various infrastructure improvements in our communities. Each year, the legislature was faced with requests for funding of water, sewer, and street improvements from communities that they felt that they had a special need or felt that their situation would receive consideration from the legislature. In addition, the legislative and executive branches of government in South Dakota recognized that funding programs from various state agencies were not well coordinated. We heard of instances when one state agency would provide funding for a water project, 2 years later, another state agency would provide funding for a sewer project, and a few years later, another state agency would provide funding for street improvements. In many cases, this lack of coordination was not providing the best overall use of funding programs, and at times was costly due to the inherent cost savings when all of the work is done at the same time, or is at least done in a sequential and logical manner. In order to better allocate and utilize funds, state government created the State Water Plan, which was provided an umbrella organization to look objectively at each community's infrastructure needs, to rank those needs based on a number of objective factors, and to coordinate the expenditure of funds from several different state programs. This process eliminated the need for the legislature to annually consider requests from communities for infrastructure improvements. The state water plan process has been in effect for approximately 20 years and has worked well to assure the coordination of funding programs and to determine which needs in which of our communities should be funded. And I guess I might add to this information, I think we need to be a little bit careful about when we define what an emergency is here. The process involved in moving Exit 66 to Exit 67 has actually been in place for approximately 10 years. There was a study called a joint land use study that was created out there that consisted of participation from the military, the city of Box Elder, the local planning organizations, and that study process was guided by a 9-member commission. 5 of those 9 members were from the city of Box Elder. That process was completed in 1995. The city of Box Elder adopted and approved that joint land use study. Within that joint land use study, there were specific recommendations in there that infrastructure improvements were probably going to be needed for the city of Box Elder, including the extension to Exit 67. Within that recommendation was included a list of potential funding programs in state government that included recommendations to get on the state water plan, to look at CDBG, the Consolidated Loan Fund, and other funding programs. So I think we need to be a little bit careful about talking about an emergency. The plan was approved and adopted in 1995. I think we've all been aware of what those plan recommendations are, and we think that the process of the state water plan is a well-defined process. It works, and we would recommend that Box Elder proceed with that. We are not speaking in opposition to the city of Box Elder's needs. Certainly they have needs, just like the rest of our communities. We're speaking primarily from the standpoint that if we're going to address needs, let's address needs in a coordinated manner.
Questions? Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I appreciate your comments, but help me out here. As soon as this goes in, with the road goes in, is built, without the infrastructure being put into place, and then there's a logical reason to believe there'd be growth along that area, as there was on the other one. Then what happens? Are you going to be turning the road up again? Somebody going to be turning the road up again?
It's a very good question. In the case of the water utilities, that's done by a pressure water main. What we would do where a community isn't ready or doesn't have the planning and engineering done yet, or the design done for water utilities, we simply put casings in the road, we bury casings in the road, and the city can access those casings for a water main at a later date and put the crossings in. And the exact location of a crossing for a water main is not critical. So we would put them in every few hundred feet, if you will, and the city can access them whenever they want them. They simply dig down, put their water main inside an open casing pipe that's under the roadway, so there's no disruption at all to the roadway. In the case of electrical utilities, they go outside the roadway, so there's no disruption, although we can put casings in to extend electrical utilities under the road if we need to. In the case of a gravity sewer main, that's entirely different. Those do have to be located correctly. They have to be surveyed, and the location of them is quite critical. In some cases, they can be located outside the roadway. In other cases, they have to cross the roadway. So in that situation, what we would do, if we don't know the location of those sewer mains by the time we get to construction, there would be a boring system that's typical in the utility industry, has been around for many, many years, that would be used. However, in the case if we would let our contract to construction, and at some time during construction we would be made aware of what the city's plans are for those sewer mains, then we can simply do a change order, modify that, put the sewer main in the road project, and they can hook up to it later. So water, electrical, gas, things like that can pretty much go any place. Sewer mains have to be located correctly.
Representative Adelstein.
You represented the Department of Transportation?
Yes.
Has your department already made the plans for the reconstruction of the new interchange?
Okay, there are two sets of plans, and let me answer that. The set of plans for the interchange itself is being done by the Department of Transportation. Those plans are nearly complete. The set of plans for the new connector road that goes from Exit 67 north and east to Box to the existing main gate for Ellsworth are being developed locally. by the Alliance of Architects and Engineers. Those plans are not complete. They are under development at this time.
But in any case, your department has decided that this is a project that should go forward. Is that correct?
That is correct,
Representative. Let me ask you, are we asking in this bill for any funds from the Department of Transportation?
No.
Have you been solicited by any person to come here and testify against a bill which does not affect your department?
No, our purpose for testifying, Representative Adelstein, is we work with communities throughout the state, very typical of projects like this, and we always recommend to them that they go through the state water plan process.
You work with the communities in terms of design of water and sewer projects?
That depends on the community. Typically, they would design the project to fit our plans, and then we would coordinate the letting of those projects.
Have you been asked by the city of Box Elder in terms of the water and sewer for this particular project?
Have we been asked?
Have you been consulted? Have you had any participation in this program in the city of Box Elder in connection with the water and sewer project?
Our participation with the city has been over the period of years to recommend to them that they get this work done and designed.
Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But let me get this straight. In other words, you guys, you will pay for these here crossings, or who has to pay for them if you put them in your roadbed?
It would be typical that the city would pay for the casings, the crossings.
They'd have to pay for it anyhow.
Yes. Now, the exception to that is where we're going over existing utilities. There might be some benefit there for both of us, and we might joint fund them. But in this particular case, this is an all-new installation, and it would be typical that the city would pay for the casings.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you. Further opponents to House Bill 1296.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Steve Perner. I'm Secretary of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and we would oppose the amendment that I think is being considered, taking a lot of money out of the Water and the Environment Fund. As Mr. Schockemeyer really stated very well, I think the water planning process is a process that's been in place. It's been in place for a long time. It's a process that starts with local water planning development districts. It goes to the Board of Water and Natural Resources. It goes to the governor. And those final recommendations for water and environment funding come to the legislature every year through that process. And that process has worked well. We would urge you not to circumvent that process. We would urge you to defeat the amendment that's being considered. I'm going to answer any questions.
Questions for Steve? Thank you. Further opponents, House Bill 1296, with the pending amendment. Sure.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Julie Johnson. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Rural Development Council. It is obviously the most unusual job in all of South Dakota. I felt a moral obligation to share with you a few other developments so that you walk away from this hearing not feeling like we're not doing anything for Box Elder, but understanding that a few of us, including myself, who've been asked to help the community to try to figure this issue out. I have one of those jobs where I get to go across all the agency lines, federal, state, local, private sector, whatever, and I work with small communities and small business folks almost every day. In this case, please know that some of us are, because of the leadership of Representative Derby largely, trying to help Box Elder look for federal funds. And I don't think that's brain surgery. I think in this case, we enjoy the opportunity to ask our federal partners, in this case, to pay for the infrastructure of this particular project. And the community, yes, is a little behind in this process, but I don't think we've run out of time to help the city of Box Elder with the federal funding part of this. I don't mean to testify in opposition to the bill, but I felt a moral obligation to share with you that some of us are trying to help. We do believe with the horsepower of our current complete congressional delegation that we should be able to accomplish something in a timely fashion for Box Elder. And anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Julie? None. Thank you.
I'm David Hawshield, Executive Director of South Dakota Water Congress, and we're also here to basically ask you not to go outside the state water plan and fund this project. The process that we've had in place for years, it works well, and of course, the real key to getting on the state water plan is the opportunity to start opening up funding mechanisms for these projects, SRF programs and other grants and loans programs. So primarily our opposition to this bill is that it has not come through the state water plan as many projects in South Dakota have.
Questions? Thanks. Further opponents to House Bill 1296? Further opponents? Did you want to say anything else about it? I think what I'd like to do is defer this bill with the pending amendment until Thursday to give Representative Derby another couple of days to work on this. And then Thursday we're going to have to deal with it one way or another. So, moved by Adelstein, second by Clark. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. It's deferred to Thursday with the pending amendment. Thank you. Adelstein moved, okay. And Clark second.